You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Daugherty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues.
Good job, Aiden. Hannah.
How are you, Hannah?
Good. So, welcome back, guys. Today, we actually had a really early morning because we had to register for classes, which is always daunting and... It's kind of like a race because whoever plugs in the class the fastest gets the class. And now that we are going into our junior year, we actually get more of like top picks. So it is a little easier than it has been in the past.
Kind of, except when you don't get all of your classes. Like me. It's fine though. Keep going.
She'll get it. Yeah, so it's exciting, and I think we both went for, like, very media-based classes, right?
Yes.
So.
I'm going to ask you, is that not production, the world's cinema class, is that your last film class?
Yeah, for my minor.
Oh, wow.
But I'm so also taking, like, making media, too.
Mm.
So I'm kind of still taking classes that have to do with it, but I don't think I'll get to majoring in it. Because I have so many classes for policy studies.
I feel you. All right. So I'll start us off. Just some news. So a University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill won March Madness this past week. I actually watched the entire game because I have cable in my room. It's a very, very good game. Very close. I had no idea who Gonzaga was. Didn't even know that was a school beforehand. So.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
It was a really good game, and it was UNC was the team that lost to Villanova last year, which is a really big deal because, like, Villanova had never won a title before or hadn't won one in, like, so long. So it was a good comeback for them. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're dominating. I feel like Villanova and Duke got out pretty early, right?
Villanova and Duke got out both the second round.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, craziness.
So, have you seen the Kendall Jenner Pepsi ad?
No.
Okay, so it just came out. Obviously, I'm a Kardashian fan, so this
interests
me.
Wait, you are?
So, Pepsi is now featuring Kendall in their new ad, and in it, Kendall basically at the end goes up to a line of police and offers them a Pepsi, and... they accept it, and it's, like, peace again. And people are saying that this is appropriating the Black Lives Matter movement and using social justice to sell soda. And if, I mean, people have put the two images side by side, one of Aisha Evans, who was a protester in Baton Rouge following the shooting of Alton Sterling, facing the police, and then Kendall facing the police, and they look very similar. And it's just like, well, Kendall's a white girl, so she can just give a soda, and it'll all be fixed. But and it's basically not helping the movement. And, you know, people obviously, as usual, took to Twitter. And one of them said, can you believe Kendall Jenner solved all of the Black Lives Matter issues by giving a Pepsi to a cop? Inspiring. It's obviously extremely sarcastic. Next time at Pepsi, do one where Kendall Jenner marches to Montgomery, but the cops don't bludgeon her because she's white and has a refreshing Pepsi. So.
I mean, anything revolving cops at this point, no matter who the famous person is going to cause controversy.
Yeah. And I mean, it is kind of similar, and I think it's not that appropriate, but then again, people are also very,
Yeah.
sensitive, and Jenner has not weighed in on the backlash, which I think is smart. Let it
how long
be
has
up to
it
Pepsi.
Been?
I think the ad came out. Kris Jenner Instagrammed the ad like one yesterday or 2 days ago. I can tell you.
Interesting.
So. Yeah,
what
yesterday.
Is it? Is it a commercial or like?
Yeah, it's a commercial.
Okay.
It's kind of like a little movie commercial. It's 2 minutes and 39 seconds.
Oh,
but
wow.
And it's like bringing a bunch of people together. So Pepsi did say something though. Let me get that up. This is a global ad that reflects people from different walks of life coming together in the spirit of harmony. And we think that it's an important message to convey. So.
Huh.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes. We'll see if she comments. But that is an issue Kendall Jenner and Pepsi are dealing with currently.
Honestly, at this point in the game, I feel like so many different ads and commercials and everything, there's always going to, like, no matter who the famous person is, no matter what they're talking about, there's going to be a group of people that compare it to, like, something that's totally irrelevant, and it's going to backfire.
I have a question. Do you think that the celebrity has responsibility to not participate in these
if they don't agree with what it's about?
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, there's constantly, I see it all the time, you know, celebrities doing things and then it gets backlash and then it's, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, I won't do that again. Like, I know Karlie Kloss did a photo shoot and I think she was dressed up as like a geisha woman, and you know, after the ad came out, yeah, it was for Vogue, after the ad came out, Asians were really upset because it's like, why don't you just get an Asian model rather than a white girl playing an Asian? And I agree with that.
Well, that's a little, that's different.
Yeah, but do you think then that Karlie Kloss should have been like, you know what, this isn't really right, I shouldn't do this?
Yeah.
Like, I almost feel like she's like, you know what, it's for Vogue, let me just do it, and then I'll say, like, I'm so sorry, I'll never do it again afterwards.
Yeah, I feel like she should have.
But yeah, so I think, you know, obviously the press puts, and people put both responsibility on the company and the models that are in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a model, you have to think, is this worth it? But I'm sure Kendall is making millions of dollars off of that Pepsi ad.
Yep. just a little weather report. It's been raining the past 2 weeks, and it's been absolutely disgusting here. But for those of you at Lafayette who are listening, if you didn't hear, because of the rain, there were supposedly rats that infested Gilbert's, and it's closed until further notice.
Oh, yeah. That's disgusting.
Isn't that crazy?
That is why I try not to eat on this campus.
Hannah never eats on this campus.
Yes, I recently have been a lot better about it, but
crazy. But next week it's supposed to be all high 70s and 80s and sunny, so everyone's gonna be on the quad, and I love those days. They're
yeah,
great.
That's when the homework starts getting hard to do.
Yeah.
Well, so get your work now. Done and then play outside.
Yep.
So I'm just bringing this up. This is kind of an issue for this girl, but I'm bringing it up because we are both from New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and a New Jersey teen got accepted by all 8 Ivy League schools.
Where did she go to high school?
Morris Hills High School. And she was student gov president. She has won a bunch of awards, aced all of her AP classes. And so now her issue is really just choosing which one to go to, because obviously they're all amazing. And
where would you go? I also heard that she got into Stanford as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would possibly go to Stanford.
I would too.
I mean, it's just amazing, that school. It's so beautiful.
Okay, Yale's in a bad area. Cornell is freezing.
Yeah.
Columbia's too close to home. One of my best friends from home goes to Penn and absolutely
Princeton.
Loves it.
I'd go to Princeton.
But it's also New Jersey. Like, I would want to branch out.
But, like,
I think
it's in a good area. It's
I think
a nice
I would
school.
Do Dartmouth out of all the Ivies.
Oh, yeah. Dartmouth is also really cool.
Because there's Greek life. It's obviously a really hard school to get into. It's not that big of a school. It's in New Hampshire, so it's close, but not too close.
It's really pretty. Wow.
Yeah, I think I would choose Dartmouth out of all of them.
Kind of looks like Lafayette, like the quad.
The quad does, yeah. Or Brown. Providence is so, I love Providence.
Yeah, I almost went to Providence College.
Yeah. I don't know. And Harvard, I feel like, is like too prestigious. Like, Harvard's like, they expect so much from you.
Yeah, Harvard's just, I don't know. I think Harvard's like the nerdiest of them all. Like, that's what my mind automatically goes to. Is that terrible?
No, not at all.
I think like a lot of people who get into, like, if they're like a little bit on the more normal side, well, oh God, this sounds awful, won't choose Harvard. They'll choose a different top school.
I feel like that's the same thing with Brown also, though. Because Brown is very liberal and like very... I feel like that's with Princeton too. My cousin goes to Princeton and he wrestles there. Completely normal kid. But he had like, he's a sophomore and his freshman year, he had so much trouble making friends and stuff because, besides the wrestling team, because everyone was just there to learn and like not have a college experience.
That's annoying.
Yeah. Okay. So moving on. One of our best friends suffered a breakup this week, so I thought it would be cute and necessary to play some of the best breakup songs there are in the game.
Yay.
These are some personal faves of mine, just to break up our talking and to play some music for you guys to listen to. So this first one that I'll be playing is Big Girls Don't Cry.
Great one. Classic.
By Fergie. So everyone, enjoy. Na 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 na. The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. With myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity. Go alone. I must take the baby steps till I'm full grown. Full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.
I hope you know.
That was Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie. The next song that we'll be playing is The Story of Us by Taylor Swift. Okay, so the next one kind of isn't like a breakup song, kind of.
It's just a good one.
It's a good one. So this is If I Were a Boy by Beyoncé.
If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go.
Music on demand.
Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted, and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were a boy, I think I could understand how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man. I listen to her, 'cause turn off my phone, tell everyone it's broken, so they think that I was sleeping alone. I put myself first and make the rules as I go, 'cause I know that she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come home, to come home. If I were a boy, I think I could understand, oh, how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man. I listen to her,
'cause Aiden.
Thank you. All
right. If I were in the car right now listening to the radio, I'd be really happy if those came on.
Thank you. There's some faves. Okay, moving on. Easter is next weekend.
Yay.
Which is very exciting. I love Easter. I love, my mom still does Easter baskets and with candy and stuff and like gift cards, which is always great. But Hannah, what's your favorite Easter candy to receive in your basket, if you do that?
Anything chocolate. Yeah.
So like, I don't eat chocolate, so my mom does like the whole Peeps jelly beans thing for me.
No, I hate those.
Oh my God, I love them.
Those are definitely more of the classic Easter specials, but chocolate is the my love.
Oh. Yeah. But I don't know. I love Peeps. I can have Peeps all the time. And jelly beans and Starbursts I get, and Twizzlers, obvi, because...
Ew. I wonder if I'll get an Easter basket this year.
Why wouldn't you?
I will.
My mom does them like more low key every year. Like she used to do them like full on when we were little. Like yeah. Now it's like candy and like she gets me like Wawa gift card. Like
that. Yeah, I usually get some sort of like clothing.
Yeah.
And candy. Okay. Yeah, so we are looking forward to that. And that's an excused absence from school, so see ya.
Well, we're not missing school.
We aren't?
No.
Oh.
Well, I might on Monday.
Yeah, that my mom's like, I'm not driving you back on Sunday.
Like, I might go back Monday. I don't know. It depends.
Yeah.
But, no, John is driving us back on Friday morning.
Oh, perfect.
So I was like, we'll go to Mia Criticism and leave at 11.
So nice. Gotta love those connections. Lafayette, so many.
Ridgewood.
All
Ridgewood,
in this area. Ridgewood. He's actually moving to Hocus.
Well, whatever. He's still a Ridgewood person.
So, huge issue, which scares me so much. The North Korean nuclear program. Ugh. Yep, we're delving into this topic.
Here we go.
Okay, North Korea, like, I feel like for a while was kind of, you know, always there and always a little bit of concern, but we could put them on the back burner as a country. But now they are building up their nuclear program, and any administration's efforts to negotiate an end to it are a failure at this point. And so basically now President Trump is meeting with the Chinese president to try to help have them help us basically shut down their program, negotiate an end to it. And if that help happens, that would be great. And President Trump said that if it doesn't, we will take further actions, which won't be great for either China or North Korea. So I really hope that China does something about it. Sorry. And I don't know, all this like nuclear war, and you know, it's so serious, and you know, if only one goes off, then other countries go off, and that is just how I see an end to this world, and it scares me so much.
Yeah.
I hate where this world's going.
I feel like that's how I'm gonna die.
Really?
Which is creepy, but I think that's how.
Can you not say that?
Yeah, but like it's weird. I don't know.
Oh, God.
That's just like kind of, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, next. I keep hearing these rumors, Hannah, about all these Netflix shows being kicked off. Just wanted to address it. I looked on the Netflix website, and it's true that they're getting rid of about 6 old Disney Channel shows in the next month. Like, Ant Farm, Good Luck Charlie. Do you remember those? Like, they're getting rid of all of those. Then I also heard rumors that by the end of the summer, Grey's Anatomy, The Office, Parks and Rec. Like, why?
Gossip Girl.
Why are they? I didn't even watch Gossip Girl.
Oh my God. You have to. But yeah, I heard that too. I didn't really look into it. But if that is true, I will be so sad. And I think maybe a reason why is because obviously Netflix is coming up with their own original series, which have been hits.
Like hits, yeah, but you still need the classics, or they're gonna lose their viewers.
I know. But I guess, like, let's say if something like Gossip Girl or Grey's Anatomy or The Office aren't on the website anymore, what are you now gonna go to? You're gonna go be like, oh, let's check out a new series.
Hulu or no, but other places that have them.
I don't know.
You know.
But also, maybe though, like, most people have already seen all those shows. Like, I watched Gossip Girl, like, has been on for years. Though.
Yeah, that's true, but, like, I don't know. I still feel like people would watch it.
I feel you. So, we'll see what happens. I mean, The Office is just always a good one just to put on. randomly, so I really hope that doesn't go away. So, on another topic, have you ever seen the Bill O'Reilly show on Fox?
Yes.
So, yeah, he is the top grossing news anchor there. His show draws in millions of viewers, and he has been accused of sexual assault on multiple accounts.
Yep.
And
wait, Bill, what?
Yeah, and the show is just renewed, or the Fox just renewed his contract to keep going. So in that way, they're supporting him. But in another way, they're not backing him and coming out as a company to say Bill O'Reilly is not guilty of these crimes. So it's kind of putting a middle standpoint. And, you know, the question comes up, would he be still, would he still have a job there if he wasn't the biggest star at Fox News?
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
Fox is like really troublesome right now.
Yeah, I mean,
especially with the other news anchor, like it's kind of all over the
place. What did you
say? With the what? News anchor, the woman who was sexually assaulted by the owner of Fox.
Oh, the owner, yeah. Yeah, so that's interesting. And, you know, O'Reilly in the past has paid off people to, like, shut up about it that were accusing him. But he said that he was only doing that to spare his children from hurtful headlines about lawsuits. So, who knows really the truth right now? It will come out. You know, obviously, women come out for a reason, and we back women and we stand by them. So, in that regards, yes, but in another regards, he is famous, and this has happened in the past. So, we'll see. But I think the channel should definitely be taking more of a stronger standpoint, and maybe not necessarily backing him.
I agree. Something else that our sorority did, which was really great, was Sunday we had a workshop abusive relationships, and I'm quote-unquote certified. I don't think I should be certified, but I went to this talk last semester for 3 hours, and we Skyped this woman from New York City who was the head of this foundation called One Love. And basically the it was started by this girl's parents. Her name was Yearly Love. She went to the University of Virginia, and she was a senior, and 2 weeks before her graduation, her ex-boyfriend strangled her to death. So her parents created this One Love. Her lacrosse number was one, and her last name is Love, which is why it's called One Love. And there's a video that was produced basically showing what happened to her with actors, and I was able...
Call that a mockumentary?
I don't know.
Okay, sorry, go on.
But I showed it to the sorority. It's pretty
intense and heavy.
But it was really great to show everyone, and we had a really great conversation about it after. But just like people that are listening, like if you're ever put in that situation, like of relationship abuse, even if it's not physical, if it's mental or emotional, there are so many resources on campus that you can go to, especially in Bailey's Health Center. There's so many therapists there and people for you to talk to.
And friends.
And don't forget that this is called You've Got Issues, so you can always still call in and talk to us about it if you feel comfortable doing that.
Side note, that wasn't a mockumentary. I'm so sorry.
What's a mockumentary?
That's when you make fun of a documentary.
Oh.
So, yeah, but, well, it's a form of a serious documentary in order to satirize the subject. Anyways, though, yeah, so it's really, it was a really heavy thing, and, you know, it just made you think twice about, like, certain, situations and comments people make, and, you have to be, like, a strong person to just say, you know what, I deserve better, and, like, no matter how I feel for this person, I need to get out because this is unhealthy.
For sure.
And you don't want it to lead to a worse situation.
Okay, and the other topic that I have is our sorority also had our crush party. The theme was, what the hell are you wearing? It was really fun. It was on Saturday.
So fun.
Hannah by far wins best outfit award.
Oh, stop.
No, you do. It was so funny. It was a really great night spent with friends. Both of our boyfriends couldn't go, but it was really great to be with like everybody else and to catch up with a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, I still had a lot of fun. I think I actually, well, whatever.
What?
I think I might have. I think in that night I had more fun because my boyfriend was sick. So if I were bringing him out, it would have been more of like a forced thing, and then he would have been upset the whole time. And obviously, when I get into a costume, I get into a different state of like just being a character and like running around. So I was really just able to like do that and like be with all my friends, and that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other topics? I'm done.
I'm done too. Should we play our theme song?
We can play our theme song. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We're going to play one song before we jet out. But
and get our mojo smoothies.
And avocado toast.
That was not an advertisement. It's just so good.
Oh, my God. Something just happened to my headphones. But okay. All right, so listen to our theme song. And we will say goodbye in just a few minutes.
I'm jealous, I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry, baby, believe me. I can love you just like that, and I can leave you just as fast. But you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I did you too. 'Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory of all our problems, 'cause we got the kind of love it takes to suffer. Yeah, I got issues, and one of them is how bad I need you. You do shit on purpose. You get mad and you break things. Feel bad, try to fix things. But you're perfect, poorly wired circuit. And got hands like an ocean. Push you out, pull you back in. 'Cause you don't judge me. 'Cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me. 'Cause you see it from the same point of view. 'Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory of all our problems, 'cause we got the kind of love it takes to suffer. Yeah, I got issues, and one of them is how bad I need you.
I got issues. You.
Well, thanks so much for listening today, guys. We have one... Actually, no, there's no break, but we'll be back next week before Easter weekend. Enjoy this warm... It's actually kind of cold this weekend, but early next week. Enjoy the warm weather. Try to push through last 4 weeks of hard work until summer. But power through, and thank you for listening.
You've got it.
You just listened to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Jardine.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues. Thanks, guys.
Bye.